You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Floyd Stoney wakes up to find his pregnant girlfriend gone. He becomes angry when he figures out she's at a friend's house and goes to get her. When the girlfriend comes outside, he attacks her, causing her to fall and hit her head.
That's right, Nancy. Stoney allegedly continues to beat his girlfriend, just 18 years old, after she falls to the ground. He eventually takes her to the ER.
The pregnant girlfriend dies.
A health aide reports the death as suspicious to Alaska state troopers.
Stoney charged with murder and manslaughter of an unborn child. Santana Ledeau evades Montana cops after a hit and run, then continues his crime spree, attempting to carjack and shoot out the driver's window as they speed off. He tries again with another victim.
Ledeau asks his second victim for a ride after his truck runs out of gas, then brandishes a gun. The driver gets out and Ledeau takes off. He leads a high-speed chase that ends when he collides with a police officer and then a car backing out of a driveway.
Ledeau now charged with two counts of robbery. Kasha Walker passes out drunk at the bus stop with his toddler. He's unable to hold the child, and a passerby stops the tot from crawling into the road.
When cops arrive after multiple 911 calls, they're able to wake Walker, but he is belligerent and has to be restrained. Nancy, this is apparently not the first time Walker has been intoxicated while responsible for his son. Cops can't get a hold of the boy's mother and release him to Oklahoma's DHS.
The baby, now in protective custody, and Walker in jail, charged with felony child neglect. Ebony Nalon is pretty good with a baseball bat, but not in a good way. The Kentucky woman hits a person, a car, and knocks out several windows from a home with a metal bat.
And that's just the beginning, Nancy. Nalon commits several other crimes over the course of the spree. The 35-year-old slashes the tires of the car she hit with the bat and tries to run someone over in her SUV. Nalon did all this while under the influence.
Nalon allegedly had a child with her the entire time. Now charged with DUI, wanton endangerment, and assault. More crime and justice news after this. And now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A jury in Wisconsin has reached a guilty verdict for a man who plowed his SUV through a Christmas parade last year.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Daryl E. Brooks, guilty.
Daryl Brooks sat silently with his head bowed as the judge read the jury's verdict. Guilty on all 76 criminal counts.
Guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
Six counts, one for each of the men, women, and child he killed after he drove his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha last November. More than 60 others were injured. St. Louis authorities now revealing that 19-year-old gunman who killed a teacher and a student at his alma mater had a long history of mental health struggles that his family tried to help him with.
They've done everything that they could possibly have done. But sometimes that's not enough.
Orlando Harris's family telling investigators that they had him committed to a psychiatric facility multiple times, even monitored his mail. And when his mother realized he had a gun, she notified authorities. Investigators believe it's the same AR-15-style rifle that was used in the October 24th attack. But officials don't know how Harris got it back. Three men accused of supporting terrorism in the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor have been convicted of all charges in a trial that focused on paramilitary drills and fierce contempt for government. Our friends at Crime Online.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer was the intended victim of the plot. She was never actually harmed. Joe Morrison, his father-in-law Pete Musico, and Paul Bellar were found guilty of supplying material support to the group Wolverine Watchmen. The militia group held gun training in rural Jackson County with Adam Fox, the accused leader of the kidnapping scheme. This state trial was an offshoot of the federal case, which saw Fox and another defendant convicted convicted of conspiracy. The men will be sentenced in December.
Word now of a massive drug bust linked to Mexican cartels. 17 people are under arrest in California and Washington State. Federal prosecutors accuse them of being part of an interconnected drug trafficking ring and say that the amount of fentanyl seized was enough to kill 130,000 people.
The amount of drugs that we are talking about is huge, and those are coming across the border in cars and in trucks.
According to U.S. Attorney Nick Brown, federal authorities tracked the group and monitored their efforts to recruit people in the Seattle area to distribute the narcotics on the street.
Adam Williams acts erratically on a flight from Seattle to Charlotte. The 33-year-old yelling profanities jumps over passengers and onto the beverage cart. He tries to strip naked. The flight diverts to Montana to remove Williams from the plane. He's ordered to pay $14,000 in restitution and 3 years probation. I only wonder, was booze involved? For the latest crime alert and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.